Firstly, to say that we are in a pandemic situation and we have been expecting outbreaks in Herefordshire, as are happening all around the country. What I'd like to say about this particular outbreak is the incredible cooperation of the people on site and of Mr. and Mrs. Green in terms of dealing with the situation that we have here. So what I can tell you, and much of this is in the statement that we have issued, is there were one individual and then another small group of individuals were symptomatic, and Mr. and Mrs. Green arranged very quickly for those individuals to be tested and made us aware of that situation. And we did proactive mass testing of all the people who work on site, and that's due to their cooperation. That's really important. You'll be aware that all local authorities have to produce an outbreak control plan, and this is about trying to control a situation which I'm pleased to say is going very well. So the outcome of the mass testing that took place last Thursday was that we have 72 cases that have been identified as positive. And again, this is a situation that's happening all around the country, and the way that we deal with this is to put the outbreak control plan into practice. So what I would look, the measures that we're doing to support the people on the site are, firstly, people are staying on the site, and that's really important, and we have full cooperation in that being that situation. We are providing food, because obviously people can't go off site to fetch that, and making sure that looking after the welfare of people, because that's really, really important. Our agricultural industry for our nation is very important. It's important in any setting that we look after the welfare of staff. And we're also doing regular testing, so that if we have anybody who becomes symptomatic, they will be tested. That's been offered every day, so we can understand if we've got people who are currently identified as contacts who do become positive. We've agreed that everybody on the site we will assume has been a contact. That's the safest measure. That's not necessarily the case, but we're going to do that. That's the best way we should do to manage the situation and looking after each and every one individual who's here on the site. So we're looking after the welfare of people, providing them with face masks, as you can see, and facilities so that they are being supported and working within different groups. So I think that's the key things. But I have to say that the community have really supported Mr. and Mrs. Green. They're very concerned that they look after the well-being of their staff, and that's really, you know, commendable to them. But unfortunately, outbreaks in settings will happen, and we really are managing, and colleagues and other agencies are working to support them to manage this situation and contain it within the site.